With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. There's new U.S. action geared toward Iran.
At Fort Bragg in North Carolina, the president was asked if he wants to see regime change in Iran.
Seems like that would be the best thing that could happen. For 47 years, they've been talking and talking and talking.
The president said the USS Gerald R. Ford, the world's largest aircraft carrier, is being sent to the region. What can Iran do to avoid military action?
Give us the deal that they should have given us the first time. They give us the right deal, we won't do that. But, you know, historically, they haven't done that.
Israel wants to neutralize Iran's ballistic missile program and end funding for groups like Hamas and Hezbollah. I'm Ed Donahue.
A new round of U.S. brokered talks between Russia and Ukraine has been set.
Both Russia and Ukraine continue fighting and trading long-range strikes. Envoys from both sides will meet for a new round of U.S. brokered talks. On Friday, officials in Moscow and Kyiv said the talks will take place in Geneva on Tuesday and Wednesday. Meanwhile, the push for a diplomatic settlement comes as Russian attacks keep hitting Ukrainian cities and the power grid. At the same time, Ukraine continues to send drones at targets inside of Russia. Earlier, U.S.-led peace efforts in Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates failed to settle major issues, such as the future of occupied parts of eastern Ukraine. I'm Karen Shamas.
The U.S. military says it has carried out another deadly strike on a vessel accused of trafficking drugs in the Caribbean Sea. U.S. Southern Command said Friday on social media that the boat was transiting along known narco-trafficking routes in the Caribbean and was engaged in narco-trafficking operations. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 48 points, the Nasdaq dropped 50. This is SRN News. A Democratic lawmaker has questions about the afterlife.
In a truly bizarre exchange during a committee hearing on President Trump's immigration policy this week, Congresswoman LaMonica McIver of New Jersey asked ICE Director Todd Lyons if he thought he was, quote, going to hell for his efforts to deport illegal immigrants. She also asked him, quote, how do you think Judgment Day will work for you with so much blood on your hands? Lyons declined to answer either of the lawmakers' questions. Michael Harrington reporting.
Four Democratic-led states are suing to block the Trump administration from cutting off hundreds of millions in public health grants. At issue is the promotion of transgenderism and the use of diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. The Department of Health and Human Services told Congress that it plans to withhold about $600 million allocated to California, Colorado, Illinois, and Minnesota. This is SRN News. Cocoa prices have fallen nearly 70% since last Valentine's Day, but that won't make heart-shaped boxes of chocolate or even chocolate Easter bunnies more affordable this year.
Market researcher Data Assembly says chocolate prices at American retail stores rose 14% between January 1st and the first week of this month compared to the same period a year ago. That's on top of a 7.8% increase for the same period last year. Europe has seen even steeper price hikes. And if shoppers are still willing to pay higher prices, candy companies not inclined to lower them. Rich Thomason reporting.
The replacements for the astronauts involved in NASA's first medical evacuation are on their way to the International Space Station. SpaceX launched the fresh crew on Friday from Cape Canaveral, Florida. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.